Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Come on.
If you let it, he can.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, church, let's enter in and receive on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on, come on. Let's receive the change that God has for us. Amen. Hallelujah. How many want to be changed on today? Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. How many of you know if you receive Christ, you receive change? Amen. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Come on. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. Amen. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Amen. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. Amen. And the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and receive change. Amen. Let us pray as we enter in. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we come, oh God, humbling ourselves, oh God, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come surrendering all over to you right now, withholding nothing. We come through the precious blood of your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way. We welcome you right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. And Father God, we thank you, oh God. Lord, we give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Lord, we exalt your name above all names, so there's no one greater than you, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of them. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, every controlling spirit, spirit of unbelief, spirit of disobedience, spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation, every, hallelujah, spirit of frustration. We come against every spirit of distraction right now, confusion. We come against every, hallelujah, we come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, and affliction. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression. We come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of destruction, amen, spirit of death, spirit of addiction. We come against every spirit of perversion and lust, adultery. We come against every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit operating in us and those in our family line, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root of, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare and receive this deliverance on today, amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are free indeed through Christ Jesus, who have freed us, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you touch the mouth of your pastor, God, your minister this day, as he bring your word forth, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let them be sealed, oh God, with our spirit, oh God. Let them speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Let them receive right now, God, fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, hallelujah, fresh revelation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, as we enter in, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. And out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentance in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. But with men the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, even pines for the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that fire burn everly and keepy in us right now. Amen. Make it become contagious that anyone that we're around today will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Uphold us by God's free spirit and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed and taken out the away right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let there be no more complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our lives. Create in us a heart of worship where we rejoice only in you. For you are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, lead us in the rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. And make, hallelujah, make our life be a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. A sweet Savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Renew a right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ may arise in us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man. That we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah, for there is no one greater than you, Lord. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us and is manifesting His glorious presence right now. Amen. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you and it's taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and His holy name we live, we move, and we have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. Lord, we ask that you just have your way right now, God. We give it all over to you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. We ask that that breakthrough come right now. That breakthrough come in our healing. For many of us are needing the healing. Hallelujah. Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, into our bodies. Let healing spring forth speedily right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let strengthen our bones, oh God. Oh Lord, let restoration come, oh God. Restore every organ, every tail, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, oh God. Every nerve in our bodies, every bone in our bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, deliver us, oh God, from the evil hand of the, hallelujah, the evil one, oh Lord. Father God, we ask you to purge the man of the wicked one, that we, your children, might enjoy this day in peace. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that those of us that are traveling on this day, oh God, and will be traveling, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Oh Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes and all that's in it, over our family, all that we prayed about, every vehicle, form of transportation that we or our family members or loved ones may enter into today as a driver or a passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us, amen, and protects us. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, or place, everywhere our feet may tread. And we decree and declare wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, amen, the enemy cannot come near. And we thank you, Father God, and we decree and declare by faith, amen, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our home. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, that we are going to glory, to glory, to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on, we can just thank you right where you are. We can just praise him right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We welcome you today. Welcome, 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 family and friends. We welcome our guests. If it's your first time here with us, we want to welcome you, amen. We welcome you here on today. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. And I am Apostle Tawanika Manning. I'm Senior Pastor Pastor Dorsey Manning. And our minister on the roster is Minister Learn Green. We welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we ask that you please press 1. We want to pray for you, pray with you. We want to welcome you, amen, with the love of Christ. If you're online listening, press 1. We want to pray for you and pray with you and welcome you, amen, with the love of Christ. The number to call is 845-277-9213. We welcome you on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. We're going to have a song selection, and then we'll be right back here with Pastor Dorsey Manning as he continues to lead the charge on today in this service. So stay right there with us, and we'll be right back. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. Once again, I do apologize for any inconvenience. We're having some technical difficulties with the system, but I pray that all can still hear us and receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. So our scripture reading at this time, we're going to have our scripture reading, and I'll be bringing the scripture forward. We'll be coming out the book of Psalm 23 on today. The Bible says in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. When we look at this scripture in Psalm 23, amen, when you have made the Lord your shepherd, you do not have to want. There's no want to those, amen, that are in Christ Jesus. Because if you've allowed God to be your shepherd, he will keep you, amen. He will supply all your needs, amen. So just thanking God on today, amen, as David has written this psalm, declaring that, hallelujah, that the Lord is his shepherd. Hallelujah. And he's talking about his own experience because he had spent his early years caring for sheep. And as we know, sheep are completely dependent on the shepherd for provision, for guidance and protection. So we thank God on today for being that shepherd. Amen. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask right now on today, if there's anyone in service on today that's in need of prayer, we want to extend prayer at this time as we are led to pray. For anyone that's out there, we know that there's power in agreement. Amen. So if there's anyone that is listening on the line today or anyone in your household that is listening on today or that's online listening, if you're in need of prayer, we want to pray with you and pray for you. Trust in God for a mighty move. Trust in God in our breakthrough, breakthrough in our healing, breakthrough in our deliverance, breakthrough in our businesses, breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our relationships. Amen. Breakthrough in our marriages. Amen. So we want to come into agreement with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, if there be one on today, amen, while there's an opportunity, while we still have time, the time that God has given us, we will take this time to come together, lifting each other up. The Bible says at the end, the strong shall bear the infirmities of the weak. So in the time of our weakness, in the time that we're down, we're here in the body of Christ to lift each other up, amen, to get back up again, to encourage each other, to get back up again, and to be a help, to minister to one another. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. We thank God for our pastor on today. That God has touched his mouth. Amen. That he would bring the word of God forth being unhindered. Amen. We decree and declare that there will be no hindrance. Amen. That there will be nothing to block what God has, no confusion. Amen. That everybody's spirit will be open to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. That the implanted word will take root in us and will manifest in our actions and the way that we live, that one can see and know that we are men and women of God. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you at this time. We're going to have two song selections, and we'll be back with a preach word from our own Pastor Dorsey Manny. So stay right there with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We've come to the message part of service. Amen. We thank God for the word that will go forth in the name of Jesus, my Lord, my God. So at this time, if you prepare your heart, hallelujah, mind to receive the word of God, I introduce to you a man after God's own heart, God's prophet that can hear from God, that is instructed by the Holy Spirit, that lives a Holy Spirit ghost life, a man that loves his family, a man that takes care of his home, a man that's dedicated to the work of God to spread the good news of the gospel, the man that believes in preaching and teaching the covenant of grace, that we're living in a time of grace. I present to you God's own, my handsome, anointed husband of God, Pastor Dorsey Manny. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you, Apostle.
Amen.
Thank you for this warm introduction. My wife, I love my wife so much. She makes sure that she have me on her mind. She's doing every single thing. So I thank God, you know, for you, Apostle. I thank God for each and every one of you for allowing me to be the leader of this charge, you know, to be able to bring this message that's going to go forth today. But this is not about me, you know. All honor and glory goes unto God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. You know, that's why we're here this afternoon, to be able to receive from him. Amen. So let us go into prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give us to see you in your word, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our thoughts, for being our emotions, for being our choices, for being our way maker, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you protect our ears and you protect our hearts. You preserve our lives in the name of Jesus. We pray that this word go forth, hallelujah, that it take root inside of us, that we may see your change right now while we're right here in the land of the living. We pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to put our interpretation on what we think is supposed to say, neither for us to become coward and make an attempt to delete what it is that you are saying in the name of Jesus. Unclean thoughts, unclean spirits, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, you go, for you are not welcome in this place. You spirit of confusion, you spirit of doubt and disbelief, you go right now in the name of Jesus. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. Amen. Let's just go ahead on and get right on into it. It occurred to me some days ago, last week, that after Sunday, the message that went for Sunday, that it wasn't done yet. It wasn't done. So here it is. You know, I talked to God, and God talked to me, and I talked to God, and he talked to me, and we're going to continue in this lesson that we started last Sunday, in the power of manifestation. So this is going to be power of manifestation part two. And I'm going to ask you, church, just like last Sunday, you know, get your pencil or your pen, get your paper or something that you can write down, because it's not just for us just to come to hear the word, but it's for us to retain it. It's for us to retain his word so we can know how to live and what to do when it's time to do something. Amen. So if you have your pencil or your papers, you know, get them out, and or even if it's one from last week. Take some more notes. I don't know if we're going to finish it all, but that's all right if we don't finish it all, because I thank God that he give us an opportunity, you know, to keep on living and to keep on learning. All right. So last Sunday in the lesson of power of manifestation, you know, there were some things that were established. You know, we actually learned something. We learned that manifestation is an act or a feeling of something that has happened. You know, is something that is real. It's something that already happened. It's real. It happened. And here it is right now. It's here today. Manifestation is something that took place. So it's here. It already occurred. It already happened. It's already done. And we also learned that manifest, you know, that's what we come in at. We take hold or we receive what it is that we know that already happened, and we let it be known that this has happened and that it is ours, it is real, this is going on right now. So that's what we learned, you know, manifestation of something that already happened. And then manifest where we come in at that we establish it, or we communicate it, or we tell somebody, or we deliver this whatever it is that manifests. All right. And we also this is just a little quick review before we go into the lesson. We also came to the realization that everybody has dreams and desires. Everybody has dreams and desires. You know, this is where our mind and our heart are set to seek out who or what it is that our heart desires. Our hands take hold of whatever it is or whoever it is that we desire. Our eyes, you know, it gaze upon, it looks upon. So that's what the desires come in at. You know, our ears are open to receive who or whatever that it is saying, and our mouth, you know, it makes the confession of it. You know, it makes a confession of whatever our dreams are or whatever our heart desires. So that's where we left off last Sunday with the power of manifestation. So now that brings us over here to the power of manifestation, part two, the continuance of the lesson where we were at last Sunday, a power of manifestation. Church, we need to understand that since we are living, you know, we are living, we are alive, there is not one thing about us that does not take place in our mind or in our heart. There is not one thing concerning us that it does not take place in our mind, and it does not take place in our heart. If you have your Bibles, go with me over here to the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'll be reading from the King James Version, and I'm not going to try to go too fast with this thing because, you know, we have time. God has allowed us to, you know, actually get this, so we're going to use all the time that he gives us. I'm not going to waste time. We're going to use all the time that he gives us. Deuteronomy chapter 6, I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and I'll start here at the fifth verse. Deuteronomy chapter 6 in the fifth verse. It reads here, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." So here it is over here in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 5. It says, "And thou," that's you, "and thou," you are that thou, "shall love the Lord thy God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might." So let's understand what this means when it comes down to the power of manifestation. See, when it comes down to the power of manifestation, see, we need to understand that because we are living, breathing human beings, you know, God knows that this is how we are to live. We are to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. See, we already know what our heart is. You know, that heart, that's that thing that beats on the inside of our chest. But our soul and our might, do we understand, you know, what that means, that all your heart, all your soul, and all your might? You know, this is impossible for a person to do if they don't have their sight. I mean, if they don't have their thoughts, you don't have your mind set on Jesus Christ and what he have done. You know, how can you really love God with every single, with all of your heart and all of your soul? The soul is, that's your mind. You know, that's the thing that we use to think, your brain, the things you use to think, to make choices and decisions and where emotions take place, you know, whether we're happy or sad, you know, that's all of your soul. But how can a person really do that? Can we really say that we always love God with every single thing that we have? You know, if we try to do it on our own, you know, the answer is no. But if we do it through Christ Jesus, you know, that this is the way. This is the way you do it. Always think about it, whatever it is that you're thinking about, while you're living in an aspect of what God has already done, which is the very thing that we're doing, is reading about it, hearing about it, and then we're going to move to doing it. Amen. Amen. So that's what Deuteronomy chapter 6 says. So now that we understand that, you know, the power of manifestation, God knows that whoever or whatever is governing your thought life, whoever or whatever is inside of your mind, this, whatever this thing is, whatever this thought is, or whoever you are thinking about, whoever you are hearing right now, or whoever it is, you know, that's in your daily life. See, God knew that in the end, that whoever or whatever this is going to be a determining factor of where you're going to end up. I'm talking about your final destination, where you're going to end up when the end comes, or when Jesus, when he come again, when he come again. See, God knew that. Now, this is over here in the book of Deuteronomy, so this right here is long before the prophecy had been fulfilled. This is long before. See, this is a word that God had given unto us, you know, a commandment, you know, for us, not I just want you to do it. No, this is what he tells you. This is how you should live. This is how you should live. So now, amen, we are living, so we need to understand this. This is how we should live, but you can only do that through Jesus Christ. This is how you are intended to live. God knew that. If you're not living your life in line with who Jesus Christ is, in line with what he has already accomplished, if you're not living your life in this manner, then that means that your mind and your heart will be thinking along about some other things. And these things that you're thinking about is going to move you to a destination. God knew that. So now it's for us to know that. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3. We're still in the King James Version. Proverbs chapter 3. I want to show you something here in Scripture. See, we're getting some knowledge. We are gaining some wisdom in that place of the power of manifestation. And, you know, we're really going to dig into, you know, this, you know, the power of manifestation. We're really going to dig into it as much as we can today, and, you know, whatever God puts on our heart. But Proverbs chapter 3, let's start here, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1, it Amen. Reads here, "My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For the length of days," in verses 2, "and long life and peace shall they add to thee." 3, "let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on the tables of thy heart." Listen to what the word of God is saying. The word of God is saying, you know, for us, hey, you know, my son or my daughter, don't forget about what I have commanded. See, we read over here in Deuteronomy chapter 6. He said, don't forget about what I had commanded of you about my law. You know, write this on your heart. You know, keep this in your heart. So if you keep it in your heart, you keep Amen. It in your mind, right? Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He said, for the length of days. He said, for the length of days and for long life and for peace shall be added to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind these around your neck. Don't you know that the word of God is true? The word of God is true. Amen. Mercy, his mercy, this is the will of God concerning you. This is the will of God for your life. And these are the things that you should be thinking about. These are the things that you should be meditating on. God's mercy. You should be putting this on the table, like the Bible says right here in Proverbs, putting this on the table of your heart. Because when you're thinking along the lines of this thing, see, he says what's going to happen. You're going to have his peace. You're going to have long life.
Amen.
Your days are lengthened, you know, right here when you think about it, how God thinks about it, knowing that mercy and truth, you know, is in your heart and that's on your mind. Because there's so many other things are battling even right now. There are things that are battling. We have set our mind and have set our heart to make it to a destination, but it does not mean that that destination is the place where God has for us. This is somewhere that we want to go. It's something that we want to do, and we are adamant about going there. What does that have to do with the word of God? Amen. We push the word of God to the side, and we put our fleshy, worldly thinking, and this is what I have to do. We put that first, and then we put God second. So what does that have to do with us concerning our living. Well, this is that place to where when you push God aside and you put something in first before him, this is where peace begins to be subtracted from your heart and subtracted from your mind or call according to what happened. This is that place to where when you slip or when you mess up, and now you're starting to think about, you know, that God, if you don't have mercy on me because I should have known better. See, this is that place to where you're not using the word of God, where you're using some other word or some other philosophy. You're living in some other type of manner because this is more important to you.
Jesus.
This is where your life is being directed to, and the Bible says you're going to end up in a destination that God never intended.
My Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Help, Lord.
Let's go ahead on and read four in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 4. It says, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I like that right there. I like that when it says,
amen,
so shall I find favor, you know, in the sight of God and man. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, for he shall direct your path. I'm glad that I have a Savior that's here to direct my path. I'm glad that
yes,
I have a
Lord.
Savior here to direct my path, that's here to
yes,
to
Lord.
Lead me, you know, in this life that I'm living. See, we're still talking about the power of manifestation. There's something that's powerful going on right now. Even if we have heard this, right, if we have read this scripture and heard it, but we need to look at it in an aspect of what has already done, what have already been manifested, what have already been manifested, what has already taken place.
Yes.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 through 23, it reads, my son, let not them depart from thy eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. 22, so shall thy be life unto thy soul, that's your mind, and grace to thy neck. Hallelujah. That's God's mercy, his grace, and his truth. You know what I'm saying? His favor, something that you did not do to earn, something that he gave to you freely.
Yes.
This is that grace of God. So we're talking about Jesus Christ because you've gotten his word. You're taking hold of it. See, the word of God is already established. It's forever established in heaven. So here we are to get this word, to get his word, to get Jesus Christ, and we establish it in our heart, in our minds, and establish it on earth. Amen. In 23.
Amen.
Then, it says, then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. My Lord, my God, I know that I don't know about you, but I know that I, since I've been living, I've experienced a lot of stumbling. Amen. And the reason why I experienced a lot of stumbling, because I didn't have this God's word, and I did not have his truth, or either I knew the word of God, and I knew it, but I decided to do something else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of manifestation. So what is this, Pastor? What is this? What is this? Manifestation. We've learned last week in the last lesson that manifestation is an act of what have already taken place. We see it. We saw it. It is happening now. It already happened. And though, well, we see it now, it has already happened. This is true, it's real, because it's taking place right now. This is what's in our minds, our heart. That's manifestation. So I want us to see who has already been manifested, who has already been manifested, or what has already taken place, what have happened, have manifested. Go over here with me to the book of Acts. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you for showing yourself to us, for revealing yourself in this living word, in your living word. Amen. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. So I want to show you manifestation taking place right here, something that has already happened, something that we see, something that we saw, and it caused us, you know, to really have some thoughts, some feelings, some emotion, you know, something that's going on. You know, this is true. I witnessed it with my own eyes. I was right there while it was taking place. I want to show you this over here in Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 and verses, let's start here with verses 2. Acts chapter 1, verses 2. And I'll probably read this here to probably around about 10. Acts chapter 1, verses 2, it reads here, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he threw the Holy Ghost had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, this is Jesus said this here, you have heard of me. 5, this is Jesus speaking, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. 6, When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at any time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. Here we go, church. 8, but you shall receive power. Amen. Somebody says, I shall receive power. But here it is, Jesus saying, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. 9, and when he has spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What just happened right here before our eyes? We are reading the written word of God right here in the book of Acts. So don't you know that something had took place, something had manifested right here in the eyes of the apostles that Jesus Christ had chosen. He has chosen. This is what the word says. I can tell you what manifested. What manifested was this prophecy that had already been prophesied by Jesus Christ, you know, being the Messiah, that he was going to come and save the whole world. He was going to break the veil. He was going to break the curse, taking the keys of death and Hades from Satan. Hallelujah, defeating him in victory right there on the cross when he said that it is finished. See, this is manifestation taking place right here, right before the people's eyes. They had heard it. Some may have not have heard it, but they have heard it has been prophesied. They see it. He died, went to hell, and according to the scripture here, he was resurrected. You know, we need to understand that. You know, he was resurrected by the Holy Spirit, and he dwelt amongst the people for 40 days. You know, he had, and it, right here it says, you know, he had became assembled with them, you know, and he told them that, you know, they asked the question, you know, will he restore the kingdom of Israel? He said, it is not for you to know, you know, the time or the season for which the Father has put in his own power. But look, he didn't just leave it right there. 8 says, but you shall receive power. Let's look at what just happened. See, when he's talking about you shall receive power, this is a promise. This is what he's saying. And he said right after he said that, He said that he was taken up. He was taken up right here before their eyes. Now, I don't know about you, church, but I can imagine, had I been right here, witnessed that somebody had died right there on the cross, was buried, and was, you know, he was gone for some days, and now I see him again, and he's here with me for about 40 days, and I can see him right here, and he was to tell me that you will receive power from the Holy Ghost, and then, you know, he'd be taken up by a cloud. I can imagine how they can be just happening right there before the eyes. Something was manifesting right here, right there. They cannot say that this did not happen. Amen. You cannot say that this didn't happen if this happened right here in front of your eyes. See, that's manifestation. See, the Holy Ghost have already come. Jesus Christ have already done the work. See, this is what should be in our mind. This is what should be in our heart. This is what should
Amen.
Be our conversation should be about.
Amen.
We being in the body of Christ. See, this is where our focus should be at. This is what our focus should be on. This is where our conversation should be directed to. Because
Amen.
Jesus, out of his own mouth, said that you shall receive power. That is the manifest.
Yes,
that is something that's manifested when you believe that this happened, and you can't
yes,
deny
Lord.
That it happened, because we know that the Holy Ghost is present even right now.
Amen.
So what
yes,
is being
Lord.
Manifested right now, what is coming out of our mouth, we are being a living witness. We are being a living epistle of what Jesus
Amen.
Christ have done in our life and what he's doing, and we are representing his kingdom, representing God's kingdom
Thank
right
you.
Here, right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's manifestation. And I thank God, you know, that he is that manifestation that we are talking about. But here it is. I thank God that he did not find it robbery, because he didn't have to, you know, say this here, but he did say this here. He left something for you, which was the Holy
mm-hmm.
Ghost. And this is where your power is, church. Your power.
Yes.
See, we're talking about the power of manifestation. So when you talk about the power of something, then we need to know that something has already been supplied. I think I'm giving it away too soon.
Amen.
Something
amen.
Has already been supplied, church. But here it is, something has been supplied. You have access to it. That means you have power
yes.
of it. Now that word power,
amen.
Now look this word power up. This word power, see, there are a few different definitions of power. So we need to understand, you know, the definition of power as we know it, and also understand the definition or the meaning of power as God intended for us to know. See, the word power, when
Amen.
I looked it up, it means here, a definition says the ability to do something. That's power. The ability to do
mm-hmm,
something
mm-hmm.
or the act in a particular way. The ability to do something or act in a particular way. That's power. A second definition is the capacity or the ability to direct or influence the behavior of others. That's power. As a third definition, and I gave it away a little bit earlier, it says supply. That's power. It says supply with energy. Supply with energy. And there's a fourth one here, move or travel with great speed or force. See, this is power. See, now we're talking about the power of the Holy Ghost, which have been manifested right in front of our eyes. When Jesus said that not many days hence, he said, you will receive power. But there was instruction for them to do. He said, don't leave out of Jerusalem until you receive the power of the Holy Ghost. My Lord, my God. So here we are right now. Here, this is where we are placed right now. See, there are so many things that are battling for our thoughts, church. There are so many people that has a direction laid out for us. There are so many expectations of those that are in this world that are assumed and are applied that this is what we are supposed to do. This is where you're supposed to be. I need you to come over here in order for you to get this. I need you to go over there in order for you to receive that. See, there's plenty of that going on in the world right now. There's plenty of that going on right now in the church. Hallelujah. There's plenty of that going on right now in your home. There are people that are related to you. There are people that are not related to you. There are things that are being said and there are things that are done that are battling for your thought life, that are battling for a place in your heart. Amen. There are. But I thank God that he is the one that we should be setting our minds and setting our wills and setting our emotions to, that power that he has supplied through the Holy Ghost. Church, Acts chapter 1 and verses 8, we need to understand that this Holy Ghost power, there is nothing more dynamic in your life. There is nothing that have occurred in your life more dynamic than the Holy Spirit showing up, moving in to your life, being your personal Lord and Savior. There is nothing. There is nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is nothing that you can name that didn't happen in your life that was more dynamic than the Holy Ghost moving into your life when you asked him to move into your life. So if you would set your mind and set your focus on what took place, so now you can understand of what Jesus Christ have already accomplished. That means that anything that's going on in your life, and you got the power of the Holy Ghost, well, that means that you have that power, he said, the ability to do something. Amen. That's talking about the Holy Ghost, that power.
Yeah.
You know, to, it says, the ability to direct or influence something. You got that power. That's what Jesus said. That's the Holy Ghost power.
Jesus.
You have that supply of energy. See, we still talk about the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost power. You have that supply of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that this Holy Ghost or this power, it moves or travel with great speed and force. So that means that you have that authority to speak to these things, to move these things out of your life, that force,
amen,
that power, that these things shall not continue because of who's on the inside or the power of the sources on the inside.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
This is part two, power of manifestation. See, the power of Jesus Christ living on the inside is only living inside of you. You have that ability, church. What I'm trying to get you to see is see yourself in God's power, or as the Bible says, see yourself in God's glory.
Yes,
oh, I need to say that again. I see, I don't want that to slip over anywhere. See, what I'm trying to do is being a living witness of the Holy Ghost operate in my life, being an example of what God has come to do in my life, my conversation, my mind and my heart has been set on what I have seen and what God is doing right now, because I'm trying to get you to hear something outside of what you have already been hearing all of your life. See, I'm trying to get you to live in the power of the manifestation of Jesus Christ. I want you to live in a manner knowing that you have power and that you have God's glory right now.
Amen.
Think on these things.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
See, that word glory, the biblical word glory, we need to understand, you know, there's that glory means something. And I'll show you this here in Scripture in a second. See, glory, see, this is God, this is Jesus Christ, this is the Holy Ghost. He is an everyday use in our speech. See, that's a use
my
of
Lord,
that's just the glory.
Lord.
See, Jesus Christ being in use in our everyday speech, how we speak to somebody, even right now, see, we're using the Holy Ghost. We're being inspired by the Holy Ghost. See, glory is power. It is to express our dependency on him in every single area of our life. See, that's power. That's power, church. When we live in the glory or live in the power of what Jesus Christ have already done, when we live in the glory or the power of the Holy Ghost, which have came on the inside of us to dwell among us for all the days of our lives. See, this is the glory of God being manifested right here and right now, because we're witnessing it right now. See, you may not can see me right now, and I may not can see you right now, but I know that the word of God is going forth right now, and it's entering into the mind, and it's entering into the heart, and it's powerful, because there were some things that you were thinking about just a moment ago. But now when you start to hear the word of God, see, those things that you have made so high, or those things that you have seen to be so low, now the word of God, which is that power, is being manifested, and it's moving these things for you to enter into his glory, enter into his power. See, we need God in every single area of our life. See, we need to understand one thing here, church. When God's glory shows up into your life, you need to understand that this is the greatness of God being in his presence right here, right now. God's greatness in his presence right here, right now. See, there's honor in knowing that the Holy Spirit is with you, church. See, I'm talking about the power and the manifestation of Jesus Christ, the power and the manifestation of the Holy Ghost present right now. See, that's where my honor is. I'm honored to be delivered from disease. I'm honored to be delivered from anger and depression. I'm honored to be delivered from suicidal thoughts. I'm honored to be delivered from fornication and adultery. I'm honored to be delivered from idolatry and heresies and seduction. I'm honored to be delivered from all of these unclean thoughts and these unclean spirits. See, I'm honored because Jesus Christ have already did it all for me. And my appearance, see, this is glory as well. The glory of God is your appearance when you'll show up somewhere. See, when you show up somewhere, people can see the Holy Ghost all over you. They can see the Holy Ghost moving all in you, and he just can't help it. See, the Holy Ghost has a way of showing up, and not just showing up for one, but it's going to show up for all. And that is who God is. He did not just show up for one, but he showed up for all. This is the glory and the power that we possess. And, of course, glory is power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at Galatians, the book of Galatians. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. We just witnessed these things about idolatry and witchcraft and heresy. See, we're honored in this place, or we're in glory, because we are in Christ Jesus. This is what Apostle Paul was writing a letter to the church, you know, to remind them that you have power. You are free. And who God has free, you know, you have the liberty to walk in this freedom. But you can choose if you're going to be continuing in the way of the lustfulness of your old self, or you're going to choose to walk in the light or walk in the Spirit of God, as Apostle Paul says here. You know, being fruitful, being powered to love, power to joy, power to peace, power to be consistently the same, a long-suffering, gentle and kindness and faith, meekness and soundness of mind, or the temperance, or under control. See, you have that ability to do that. Now, over here in 6, let's read here. Galatians chapter 6, and I'll read as much as I can here, you know, for the sake of time. I thank you, Holy Spirit. For the sake of time, Galatians chapter 6, it reads here, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. 2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. 3, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceive himself. For but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he rejoice in himself alone, not and not in another. 5, every man shall bear his own burden. 6, let him that is taught in the words communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whosoever or whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall he reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. 9, let us not be weary of well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. 10, as we have therefore opportunity, thank God for opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. 11, you see how long a letter I have written unto you with my own hand, as many as desire to make a fair so in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. 13, for neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that you may glory in your flesh. 14, but God forbid that I shall glory, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto him, and I unto the world. 15, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be unto them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. 17, for henceforth let no man trouble you, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus. 18 and final, brethren, the grace of your Lord Jesus Christ be with you in spirit. Amen. Apostle Paul here is letting us know, because you live or walk in the Spirit or in the Holy Spirit, and you are an example of who God is, then we need to understand that the Holy Spirit have not just come just for us to be powerful in the ability to do and to direct and influence, you know, and to for us to use him just for our own selfish self. But here is Apostle Paul is saying right here, you know, we ought to bear each other's burdens. That means that the Holy Spirit have moved in on the inside for you to help somebody to experience the same Holy Spirit that you are experiencing right now. What I'm saying is that power has been manifested in you for you to help somebody to know that Jesus Christ have already won. And because he have already won, you don't have to be defeated, my brothers and sisters. You don't have to be in the place to where you're being like you used to be, according to what Galatians chapter 5 says, that when we walk in the flesh. So you don't have to live like that anymore. I'm telling you this, as Apostle Paul said, I'm telling you this because I have been changed. The Holy Ghost have moved on the inside of me, and I'm being a witness of him. I'm here to help you with your burdens. Hallelujah. See, he didn't think himself to be be something. No, he thought himself to be just as Christ made him to be, just as we are. Hallelujah. And this is where his communication was. This is where his good deeds, and this is where his life, you know, was directed to do. This is where his hand, see, he said, I'm writing this letter with his own hand. This is what his hand is here to do, to create this. This is what being manifested right here in our eyes right here. This is letter that he wrote here. See, this is something that they can read, something that they can take heed, something they can learn from, something they can study, it's our job as well.
Well,
that's our job as well. Transfer power, not by your own might, not by your own power, but the power of... Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is that time for us. The power and the manifestation of Jesus Christ. Father God,
yes, Lord.
I pray that every single heart that had a heart to receive this word today.
Amen.
I pray, Father God, that every single ear that had an ear to hear, that this word, that it take root in them and move those unclean thoughts and those unclean spirits out of the way.
Yes, Lord.
And allow you, Holy Ghost, to have your way. I
yes,
pray,
Lord.
Holy Spirit, that you keep on keeping us, that you keep
yes,
on
Lord.
Teaching us, that you keep on, hallelujah, leading us
Amen.
Into that direction where you will have us to be just where you are. In your kingdom.
Yes,
in harmony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We decree and we declare that you are our God and who we trust and with all and great confidence in who we do rely on. And we thank you. We
thank you,
Lord Jesus. We plead
thank
your
Lord.
Blood, Christ Jesus, over us
yes,
right
Lord.
Now and over all that is concerning us. And we say that all is well. All
yes,
is well with us
yes, Lord.
In our house because of you.
Yes, Lord.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen,
come on, let's give God
amen.
Some glory. Let's give God some glory.
Yes, Lord.
The doors
hallelujah,
of the church
hallelujah.
Are open.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
The doors of the church are open. There may be one today.
Yes,
you heard
yes,
this message
Lord.
Today. Power of manifestation in this word moves you. I didn't move you. This word moves you. The Holy Ghost moves you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to receive him on the inside. Well, we would like for you to press one. We would like for you to press one. Apostle Tawanique and I and Mr. Lauren Green, you know, we're going to help you to pray this prayer of salvation. The most important thing that you can do while you're in the land of living, while you are living, since we are living, we're going to help you to do this. Will you press 1? If you are online, call in 845-277-9213, then press 1. And we're going to help you to pray this prayer of salvation. The most dynamic thing that you can ever do in your living life is being born again. Amen. Press 1, all of us who are in the body of Christ already, and you heard this word, but there are some things that try to stay in your way. There are some things that have been placed in your way for you to stumble, for you to forget about the Holy Ghost, and the use of the Holy Ghost, the power of him. Will you press 1? Because, see, right now, in Galatians chapter 6, it says that we, the strong should bear the infirmity, the weak should bear each other's burdens, as Scripture says. So this is that opportunity where we come together, bringing our burdens here in prayer to God, all of us together, one body, one faith, one sound, giving it to Jesus, trusting and believing that this shall not going, this shall come to pass because of who he is and what he has said that we can do. His power. Press 1, please. Press 1. If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Tawanique and I, we would love to disciple you. Apostle Tawanique and I and Mr. Learn Green, we just love to love you. We're going to preach this word. We're going to preach this word in the eyes of the Holy Ghost or in the manifestation of what God has placed on the inside. So that's the only way we're going to know how to do it, because that's how God is doing it inside of us. See, there's no time and no distance in spirit, so right there where you are, we thank God there is no time and no distance. So we would love for you to press 1 and be a part of the gospel public ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we thank God.
Hallelujah.
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 Apostle. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forward. We pray that every virtue that left your body, Pastor Manny, we pray right now in Jesus' name that he restore every virtue. Amen. We pray for fresh oil to be upon your head in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord, the power of manifestation. Glory to God. May the word of God manifest in our lives. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering and you have Cash App, please Cash App to Pastor Chantel or Zelle at 346-243-0980. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you've already blessed us to be a blessing, oh God, for your words that one planted, one water, but you give the increase, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, and we give on today, oh God, that those that give, oh God, that there'll be no lack in their giving, oh God, that what we do give, oh God, that you will command the increase upon it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We come giving cheerfully on today. Your word says that you love a cheerful give, oh God. So we give right now, good measure, pressed down, running together. And men shall give unto our bosom. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name,
thank
Father
you.
God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for the word on today. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our announcements, and I'll be delivering those announcements on today. Please forgive me in the background. I'm traveling as Pastor Man in the station and the studio today. So please bear with me if you hear the road. So please bear with me, but I'm here with us all. Our announcements, we are the Gospel Public Ministries, amen, in Houston, Texas. We thank God for the day, July 31st, 2022. Amen, with Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and Apostle Kawanika Manning, myself, Minister on the Roster, Minister Lauren Green. Amen. Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. And Sundays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., we have our Sunday services. So please join us. We'll have our discipleship training coming in the month of October. So look forward to that. If you're interested in that time of training, let us know so that we can order your material. Amen. We want to wish everyone that's celebrating the birthday in the month of July happy birthday. Happy birthday to our very own minister, Brian Green. Amen.
Amen.
We, we pray that God will continue to bless you with many more birthdays, blessing and favor from the Lord our God. We pray continued blessings and favor from our Heavenly Father be upon your life. We pray for long life, good health, and strength, and wholeness and newness of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And anyone that's celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of July, happy anniversary to you. For we know that God ordains marriage between man and woman. We pray that God will continue to bless your union with peace, joy, happiness, prosperity, and that the favor of God be upon your marriage, and that you all live, that we live, those of us in the marriage, that we will continue, and you will continue, amen, to live a life together, long life together, not one day apart. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. We are having a praise of the month of August. Amen. And that praise is what goes on in the pastor study stays in the pastor study part two. So please join us. Join us at the Midnight Art Center. Get your tickets by calling 346-243-0980. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for today. Again, we are the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. Pastor Man, if you can. You can release the pastor's blessing. Our blessings with the pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We at the Gospel Public Ministry, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be God, be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to encourage others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in the spirit and draw closer to God. We bless you to be a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a great understanding and discernment of spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful and a peaceful person and a safe person. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosper and function as you are intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful.
Yes.
We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
God bless
every
single one. May God keep you.
Lord.
I pray that every single one got something out of this word today, part two of the power of manifestation. Don't let this word slip. I hope you did take down notes because this is a very crucial time in our life. You know, things are becoming more and more intense, and we are witnessing it right now. But we thank God, you know, like God says, you know, like the word of God says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God lifts up the standard against him. So we need to understand that.
Lord.
Amen. So don't let this word go anywhere. Don't just come, you know, just to hoop and to shout and all that, but actually take this here and actually live this. Amen.
Yes,
now may the God
Amen.
Of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever, and everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen, amen,
God bless
amen.
You. May
Hallelujah.
God keep you. We love you so much. Apostle Talonique and I, Mr. Learn Green, we can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that. We can't, no matter how hard we try. Satan is a defeated foe. Remember that he is already defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May
yes,
God keep
Lord.
You.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say it.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
yeah.
Don't need to get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Been nobody there to put me out. But I will be ready when they call your name. Do you wanna be Jesus? Yeah, yeah. Waiter, God in people's service. Come on, come on in. Yeah. When I say Jesus, amen, amen. Well done, well done. Sing hallelujah.
Well done.
We sing, yeah.
Well done,
well done.
Well done,
well done.
Yeah.